Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having Debbie Meyer back on the show. Debbie, as you know, is an entrepreneur, an inventor. She's one of the most fascinating ladies that you'll meet, fascinating people that you'll ever meet. And you've seen her on television. You've seen her in lots of other places. She's an author and a speaker and a mother and a wife. And a grandmother. I think she's doesn't mind me telling you. And she's our good friend. Of course, many of you know her as the lady who invented the green bags. And of course, my favorite thing about her is the cake cutter that she invented. Debbie Meyer, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. It's wonderful to be here, and I hope everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Yeah, thanks for being back. And still, you'll always be high up on my list because of your cake cutter invention. Am I calling it the right name? Okay, all right. I want to make sure
that I do that.
And I really don't care what you call it. It just allows me to cut a nice big piece of cake.
That's why I killed you.
Yeah, as long as I get it and the cake together, I'm happy. Hey, Debbie, you know, you and I were talking off the air about this wacky season, the holiday season. You know, starts with Thanksgiving, and you know, somewhere in the middle, you got Hanukkah, and then you got Christmas at the end, then the New Year. By the way, for all our Jewish friends, Happy Hanukkah! It started, like I said, it was yesterday. I've forgotten to mention that, but it's a lot of emotion, isn't it?
It certainly is, and it carries over into the small business atmosphere very heavily. And I do speak with people very often about the emotional environment of the holiday season as it relates to business, because it is an overlap from our personal lives, of course, and you know you. Everybody seems to think the fourth quarter has this magic light switch. It flips on October 1st,
right,
and boom, everybody's going to make all their money.
Oh my gosh! I've got to make my year this quarter.
Exactly, and you know, as small business people, we actually have a very unique set of circumstances, and we can't rely on one quarter of the year to make or break it. And certain segments of the small business community, especially the service related areas, service and durable goods, have it even tougher because those are some of the first places that get kind of pushed to the side when people are trying to save up enough money to pay for all this merriment.
People aren't thinking about those things at this time, are they, a lot of times?
Exactly, and that's why we have to be in a different gear. We have to be in a different mindset, and we have to protect our fourth quarter, but not rely on it. Is, I guess, basically the best way to say it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
important. The people who have never been fourth quarter companies, like you say, the service folks, you know, they get that. But sometimes I think the retail sector, you know, they've gotten so seduced by the holidays, they think that, you know, it's almost like they, you know, they depend on the fourth quarter to you know, to pull out the other, you know, maybe poor performance the other three quarters, and that's really not a good plan, is it?
No, it isn't. And, you know, small business can't really compete with the devices that the really big retailers use. You know, they get great markdowns. They're cutting prices early. The sales are earlier than ever this year. And then they force those cuts onto the manufacturers. So the manufacturers are cutting their prices because the big stores are buying in volume. So, you know, you've got the small business who can't really compete with that. So what you have to have is staying power.
Mm-hmm.
And you get staying power by knowing your business. You have to be leaner and meaner and able to stay in the game through all that craziness that happens around you. And remember that old thing, I think, and it was from Kipling, you said, if you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs.
Yep, exactly.
You know, that's how I feel about this whole fourth quarter thing. And this is coming from somebody who sells products. I mean, you know, I don't just rely on that fourth quarter because that's not always going to be the magic light switch. And you know,
well, you know, when I was 100% in sales, you know, on commission years and years ago, Debbie, you know, I would go, you know, year after year where I was just killing myself at the end of the year, last 2 months mm-hmm. of the year or so, to, you know, to close out the good year and to get the bonus, et cetera. In fact, right. you know, most companies, like you were talking about, have the fall get-togethers and the big fall pushes and, you know, all that kind of year-end push and all that. You know, they have right. that's, it's, everything's designed around that. And I, after a while, I said, you know what? I'm going to try to have my year made by October, maybe November at the latest.
And that's
so that whatever I did in November, December was gravy. And the years that I focused on that, I was a lot happier camper.
That is a great plan, because if you buy into this whole Black Friday, Cyber Monday, uh-huh. I don't know, you know, Sweet yeah. Tooth Sunday, I don't know what else.
Hold on to that thought, Debbie. I got to take a quick break. Right back with Debbie Meyer after these messages. 20 tales. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.